you're getting ahead of the questions, because that is one of the questions.
Oh, my bad. My bad.
Why don't you just be a guest?
Overstepping my bounds already, and that's where the story ends. That's all I got, man.
Typically where it should end for most people. I couldn't agree right. more.
And they had us playing cornhole. I said, what is it? Black people don't play cornhole. Where are the dominoes? Let's play some dominoes. Where's Big Six?
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Stick and Hack Show, a sophisticated and brilliant look into the world of golf from a stick and a hack. Now, your hosts, Mike Ryan and Adam Grubb.
Hi, everybody. Welcome in. This is the Stick and Hack Show. I am your host, Adam Grubb, the hack. That's Mike Ryan, the stick right there. And this is possibly the greatest golf show in the world from the greatest golf club in the world without the course. Stick and Hack guest today is Mr. Brian Jones, pro football player, CBS college football analyst, golfer, and now guest on the Stick and Hack Show, Mike. Mr. Jones is going to be up here in just a little bit. Super excited, super pumped. Obviously, Mike, you're a football fan. There's some connection here with Brian and his one of the first pro teams he played for in our hometown. We'll get into that. Mike, you're anything you want to say before we get into the show about today's guest?
Super pumped, man. I remember when I vaguely do remember when he played for our native Indianapolis Colts, and I am super excited because I always watch him on the weekends during college football season.
Yeah,
so this is exciting for me.
I don't.
Yeah, we know.
That's not because it's him. It's because I don't watch college football. I don't. It doesn't affect me even in the slightest. All right, so let's get right in. First up here, college football and golf. Now, how do these two things collide? I think that if you look at the great college football towns in the United States, you're also going to find great golf towns and great mecca of golf right around it. In fact, we did some research. Shane did. So who knows if any of this is true or not. But here's the situation. One of the most consistent, this is college football and golf. One of the most consistent teams in the country, the Wisconsin Badgers, are always a threat to win the Big Ten. Camp Randall Stadium may be a sea of red come Saturdays in the fall, but there's also plenty of nearby green for golfers visiting the area. Starting with the college courses, University Ridge Golf Course, that's a rent Robert Trent Jones Jr. Hawks Landing Golf Club is just 7 miles from campus. And Madison expert and Badger fanatic Steve Stricker suggests Odana Hills. And the Andy North designed the legend at Bergamont. And of course, if you want to drive 2 hours from there, you can go to Whistling Straits. Of course, that's number 3 in the Golf Digest 100 greatest public courses. And Irish Course is number 35. And Black Wolf Run, both of which, Mike, I think you've played here just over the summer. So good for you. Super proud of you. Two of the finest golf resorts in the country. And Erin Hills, of course, site of the 17 U.S. Open, is 60 miles. You go into Ohio, the Horseshoe, your Buckeyes. You're a big fan of the Buckeyes, aren't you, Mike?
No.
Ohio Stadium, or the Horseshoe, as it's commonly called, sits in the middle of campus and is the fourth largest college football venue in the country. Ohio State itself boasts two fantastic courses, most notably the Scarlet, designed by Buckeye Jack Nicklaus, but you need to have ties to the university or be a guest of someone who does. Nicklaus has another course nearby you may have heard of, Mike, called Murfield Village,
yep,
as well as the historic Scioto Country Club, Scioto Country Club.
Scioto.
Oh, good. Also private, but never fear. Plenty of other great options in the area. Longberger Golf Club, which is ranked 56 of America's great public courses. And then the Links at Echo Springs and the Donald Ross designed Granville Golf Course are all in that area of Ohio. And then they say everything is bigger in Texas, Mike. And Austin's Darrell K. Royal Memorial Stadium is certainly no exception. Aside from its massive football structure, Austin is also home to Barton Creek. The resort has 4 courses, including Tom Fazio designed Canyons and Foothills courses, both of which listed in Golf Digest 100 Great Public Courses. Austin resident and 2-time master champion, my man, Ben Crenshaw, also recommends Gray Rock Golf Club and Lyons Municipal Golf Club, which is owned by the University of Texas. Now, I say all of that because it's college football, it's golf. I ended it with Texas. It always wraps back to the guest. Today's guest, Mike, is Brian Jones. He was born in Iowa City, Iowa, also another great college and golf course town.
Yep.
Brian Jones grew up in Lubbock, Texas, graduated from Dunbar High School in 1986, recruited by several colleges. He first attended UCLA and played with the Bruins football team before transferring to the University of Texas at Austin. He then played the 89 and 90 seasons for the Longhorns, team at the time. And I think there was something massive that happened in 1990 for the Texans. I can't quite remember that. I'm sure we'll hear more about that or Google it if you really want to, if you really care. He was drafted by the loved Los Angeles Raiders, the Las Vegas Raiders, Oakland Raiders, who cares Raiders. And after several seasons in the NFL, he joined CBS Sports in 2005, where he is now a college football analyst for CBS Sports and CBS Sports Network. Brian Jones, members and listeners, I'm incredibly excited to welcome him in. Brian, how are you, sir? Thanks for being a part of the Stick and Hack Show.
Stick and Hack, Adam and Mike, I am doing outstanding, man. And you left off a great golf course there in Austin, the University of Texas Golf Club. It is outstanding, man.
Absolutely, yeah.
Well, you're getting ahead of the questions because that is one of the questions.
My bad. Overstepping my bounds already.
Why don't you just be a guest?
No, throw curveballs all over the place, right?
There you go. I'm good at that.
I prefer
all the guys I work with. Adam Zucker, he hates. He's trying to read his bump, and I'm just talking, and he's all perturbed. So Adam.
I'm trying to get into the show here. Our listeners cannot wait to hear what you got to say. All right, so let's get right to it. You had an incredible college career. You got into the NFL. You had many years in the NFL, and you've stayed in football for so long. But you got in where most people do, either business or broadcasting, when they get out of the NFL. If they've been smart about their money and about their life, they go into business or broadcasting. You chose broadcast route. You've been there since 2005. The question, your football career or broadcasting, which gives you the most joy in life?
Wow. Well, I'd have to say the broadcasting currently because it keeps me close to the game, yet I don't have to take the hits or deliver the hits and endure the pain, although there's some residual effect from all those hits over the years that that still endures. But I love the fact that I'm in broadcasting. I have some business interests on the side, as I like to say, my side hustles. So I'm super excited about those. But the broadcasting, man, and as I say on our shows and I say to our guys all the time, this is our locker room. This is the only locker room we have left. And it's kind of, we get wispy at the end of the season because I'm here in South Florida. My other guys are scattered all over the country. And I've only been down here in South Florida for going on 6 years. I don't have a ton of friends, so I don't have anyone to cuss out other than my two dogs, and they look at me like I'm crazy. So football season, dude, I am just through the roof. It's similar to playing again. You got all these former jocks there, and we're telling the same lies. They get better and more grandiose each and every season. And it's so much fun, and there's a great camaraderie, the same thing you need in the locker room, on a team. Makes it so much fun.
Well, Brian, like we said earlier, Adam doesn't even like college football or really even follow it that much, which is annoying.
I started to leave the studio since he said that.
I totally understand. But, I mean, you play a lot of charity events on the road when we're talking about golf. What does golf bring that, football never did for you?
It's challenging. Now, football was challenging, but eventually you get the hang of it. You don't progress to the highest level without figuring it out. And I'm a long ways from figuring out this golf thing, even at an amateur level. But I remember playing, the one year I played for the Colts, there was a little course we went to, Eagle something.
Eagle Creek, right there by off 56th Street. Yeah,
yes,
right by the complex.
Yes,
yeah,
we went over there and hacked it around. And then once my career ended, I went back to Austin, completed my degree, and I started playing in all these charity tournaments. And because there seemed like this one every week, the weather is always conducive to playing. And I got hooked. I had no clubs. I was using a buddy's clubs, and I got hooked. And the first thing I did after that round, and I probably had one good shot. I think it was a 5-wood. I had old persimmon wood too. The first thing I did went and bought golf shoes. I didn't think about going to my clubs. I'm going to give you some badass golf shoes. And that's what I did. My buddy Kenneth Sims still laughs at me to this day. Kenneth Sims just was inducted into the College Football Hall of Fame. He said, man, who goes and buys golf shoes first? Go buy the clubs, golf balls. Nah, I was ass backwards.
There's a lot to unpack there, Brian, and I really want to kind of get into it.
A ton. But I got hooked, though. That playing there in Indianapolis and then playing in that initial charity golf tournament, man, I was hooked.
You know, and we hear that a lot, that golf does hook you. And even somebody like yourself that is used to this high octane impact sport and the pressure of NFL and the money and the fame and all those things. At the end of the day, you're just another hack on a golf course trying to figure out how to get that ball from A to B. And that's what is so – that's the endearing love affair that everyone has with a game of golf. Let's talk about sports betting for a second, if I can make the world's worst transition. Let's talk about sports betting. I'm not
good at that either.
I just call myself out. You host a sports betting show, I believe, for CBS as well.
Not for CBS, for one of our clients.
Okay.
We hosted a show. I did it with Warren Sapp, our client, Bet Online, last football season. Then we had Gary Payton and Warren do a show, and then just finally Gary Payton doing our basketball show for our client Bet Online, and didn't do it this season, but yeah, in the past I have done that.
And it's the rise of sports betting is something that we're fascinated with here, specifically in the NFL and in college football. Where do you think it goes? And not to turn this into a political pundit show here, but is it good for the game? Is it good for football? Is betting, is it okay? Are we in a good spot with it?
I liken it to the new NIL rules. As Jimbo Fisher said to us at the SEC Media Days this summer, and subsequently a few weeks or a month ago, he reiterated, NIL has been around, it's just been under the table. Well, gambling has been around, and now it's out there for everyone to see. You look at fantasy, and I remember the NFL said, oh, we'll never get involved with fantasy sports. It's too similar to gambling. Okay, who are they in bed with? Because that has assisted in growing the game. Fantasy is taking football, all these different sports, to a whole nother level. And people are participating in fantasy. They don't know a damn thing about the game, but they just watch their different players. That's how they view it. And the NFL doesn't care as long as you're watching. And whatever your motivation, you're tuning in. And it's the same thing with gambling. It's always been here. It's going to be here. And it's become more mainstream. And as long as no one gets compromised, and I don't foresee that happening. Yes, there have been some instances in the past, but it hasn't been widespread. So I have no problem. You see it at the college stadiums now. CBS, my employer. We're in bed with gaming entities, so it's more mainstream, and it's going to continue to grow, and the amount of cash they're throwing at all these different opportunities is astronomical.
Brian Jones is the guest here on the Stick and Hack Show from CBS College Football and ex-NFLer.
You know, Brian, Adam talked about some of the great college football towns in the opener there, and, you know, golf courses that are nearby. What towns did we miss that are a mecca for golf and football?
Wow. You're probably asking the wrong person, but I'll go back to Maryville, which is outside of Knoxville, Maryville, Tennessee. I played in a tournament there. Reggie White, the late Reggie White, put on a golf tournament. So me and a bunch of my Saints buddies flew down to Knoxville or over to Knoxville and played in Maryville. I forget the name of the course, but it was outstanding. You mentioned Wisconsin. We should have training camp. There in La Crosse, Wisconsin, and there were a little municipal course. I can't recall the name of it, but you know, when you had an off day, you would go play there.
Iowa too. You grew up in, or you were in the Iowa area there for a little while.
I never lived in Iowa. I was born there. That's where I popped out, and that's okay. Where the story ends. That's good. All I got, man.
That's typically where it should end for most people. I couldn't agree
right.
more.
And I come from a disjointed background. We'd have to do a whole other show about that. So the only information I received was, yeah, that's where you were born. That's what it says on the birth certificate. And that was it. Now, ironically, Iowa utilized that information when they were recruiting me because they had just played in the Rose Bowl and lost to UCLA. And so Hayden Fry, the great Hayden Fry, he definitely had that in his tool bag when he was trying to get me to come play for the Hawkeyes.
Well, I got that info, your bio from Shane, so that's why that's all messed up.
That's not messed up. He was correct. You didn't know I hadn't spent any significant time of my
for 6 hours
there. Come on, get off Shane, man.
I won't. I refuse.
Yeah,
you played for our hometown team, the Indianapolis Colts, for a season in the early 90s. How pissed are you, Brian Jones, that you missed the Manning years?
Man, I missed some good years because they got much, much better after they got rid of me and the guys I played with. We went, 1-15?
That was bad.
I think in 91? Something like that. We didn't win too many games. Maybe we won more than that. We didn't win a lot. It was bad. And then my buddy, Eric Dickerson, my man, he was damn near suspended the majority of the season, our best player. So that made it even more of an uphill climb. But, you know, that's this game. That's the nature of it. Unfortunately, most of the teams I played on were bad. You know, then going to the Saints my last 4 years, we had some 3-13s and 7-9, I think, was our best season one of the 4 years I was there. But, hey, still live the dream.
You know, Brian, I actually might have a very random connection to you. I have a neighbor that may have been a former coach of yours. Rick Venturi.
Oh my goodness, Rick Venturi. Is he still riding the BMW motorcycle?
He is, absolutely. He lives two doors down from me.
Rick coached me. He became the interim head coach at Indianapolis after Ron Myers was let go, and he was my position coach. Then he came to New Orleans as our defensive coordinator for a couple of years. Yeah, man, I know Rick. Great story. And I told this on air earlier this season. We were talking about some defense. I think it was the Georgia defense because Rick, he was great, man. He'd always say, when you go out there, you're essentially signing your autograph saying this is who you are with your play. But one day he came and was like, man, we got to go out there and be like a bunch of wild hyenas. I was like, Rick was just, he's out there. As you know, Mike, that's your name.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, different.
Oh, yeah.
He's different.
Oh, yeah.
Tell him I said hello. Rich,
I will. I will, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Hey, Mike, I know you got a question. I want to circle back on something real quick with Brian. It sounds like, because you're saying these amazing football names that we've been hearing. I mean, I'm 42. Mike's 42. You know, we're in this zone of from the 90s until today, knowing these NFL players and watching them, some of them from college to the NFL. Just incredible names. But how many of them are golfing? How many of you are out there playing together now today and still remaining close? And does golf, and this is a golf show for God's sake, does golf bring these guys back together in a way that probably wouldn't happen normally?
I played a couple weeks ago with Ray Crittenden. Ray played in the pros, went to school at Virginia Tech. He brought his buddy, Sean. I can't recall Sean's last name, but Sean's a former Major League Baseball player. Tournament I played in just the other day here in Wellington. I mentioned Pierre Garçon. He played, famous Colts player. There were a number of former baseball players. Heathcliff Slocum, former MLB pitcher. He played. And there's a ton of basketball players because it's so challenging. That's what gets you about this game. It's just mind-boggling. Everything I utilize playing linebacker in the NFL does nothing for me in this game because the easier you swing, the further it goes. And that doesn't register old meathead like myself. And I'm telling myself, slow down, follow through. And for some reason, I say that on my backswing as I'm coming through. I forget everything I just said. And I swing too damn fast coming through the ball. And, of course, you know, chili dip or do something else, man. But I think it's that challenging nature. And that's what feeds us. That's that competitive spirit that's within a bunch of guys who've played at the highest level, no matter which sport we're discussing. And you get out there and man, this it's so frustrating because you've mastered one. You know, game. And now you know, hey, I can do this. The damn ball is just sitting still. The stimuli is sitting just right there. It's not running from you. It's not trying to block you. It's not a 300-pound lineman. It's right there, and yet it defeats you more times than not. But all it takes, and I was discussing this guy I was riding with. He's a former Major League Baseball player. Ed Lucas still works for the San Francisco Giants. The guy I was playing with the other day. And we kept saying that one shot is what brings us back. That one where you just hit it on the sweet spot and you feel like it's like a good tackle. The best tackles are the ones you don't even feel. You know, that's when you really you know, knock the snot out of a guy and you feel nothing. It's the same with golf, man. So it's a phenomenal sport. It's such a challenging sport, and that's why it draws you in, and because you say at some point, this damn game's not going to beat me, but it keeps beating me, but I'm not giving up.
You know, Brian, I want to switch and talk about the business of football a little bit, especially in college. Where do you see the business of football today? Is it in a good spot, or do you think there's some work to do there?
Well, it's a shifting landscape right now with NIL, with the transfer portal, all this autonomy as far as the Power Five conferences. The NCAA has basically said, hey, we're washing our hands of trying to control you big boys. Do what you want. Allow these Power Five conferences to come up with the rules and provide oversight. Eventually, there will be some guardrails around NIL. It's the Wild Wild West currently. So I'm fine with it. You know, a lot of the purists out there don't like it, but I've been advocating for there to be a change to this antiquated business model that has endured for so long. It hasn't been fair. The coaches have been free to move around the country. Now the players are free to move around the country. I don't think it's always wise. The grass is not always greener on the other side. Sometimes the weeds are a lot deeper. So that's why you have so many guys sitting in that portal right now. It's upwards of 1,800 guys who couldn't find a new school. And as you guys know, and we learned at a young age, you don't leave your job until you have another job. And so they're learning the hard way. But it's a shifting landscape, man, and we're all trying to wrap our arms around it and keep up. But I think it's going to be great for the game. These kids, they have a little bit more leverage now. And I think it's a fair playground.
Last question for you, Brian Jones, the guest here on the Stick and Hack Show. Romo, Tony Romo, is the best example to date of somebody that was a star on the field, in the broadcast booth, and on the golf course. Does that annoy you?
No. You know what annoys me?
Yes, it does.
Hey, Steph Curry, too. Look at Steph Curry, right. What he's able to
Absolutely.
Do. You know what annoys
Absolutely.
Me? That little damn Tiger Woods son. You got that little dude out there with that sweet-ass swing,
right?
And he can knock it twice as far as me sitting here at 6'3", you know, 230 pounds, a hulking beast.
Yeah, looking
and
great.
I got nothing.
No.
I got nothing. This dude, man, he hits his 9-iron farther than I hit my driver. I'm coming for you. I forget his name.
Charlie.
No, I ain't coming for you, Charlie. Yeah.
No, you're not.
I'm going to stay in my lane.
Sure
he has the sweetest swing, and it's not – hey, the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree,
so that's not surprising. It does not.
But no, man, I watch these guys. You know, I watch the big century tournament they have out in Lake Tahoe, what have you, and you have all these former players out there. I give Barkley grief because he still has an ugly swing. I can kick his ass, I'm sure. I just ain't going to bet with him because he'll find a way to win that. And I ain't got that much money. So, it doesn't bother me. I don't begrudge anyone that's going out and been able to perfect this game. It's a great sport. It does teach you a ton of discipline and management. And you just have to, especially guys, like you got to adjust your attitude, man. But it's fun. And a bunch of us former guys from different sports are definitely well steeped in the attractiveness of the game. So I bet
you would be a joy to play with. You are honestly that, and this is why we have Stick and Hack. I mean, this is to celebrate the game, celebrate those that love the game and those that don't take it too seriously.
I've chilled out a lot because I have thrown clubs. I left the drive. I threw a club, left the driver in a tree. Lost Creek Country Club outside of Austin. That driver's probably still in a tree. I've run over clubs with my golf cart. And I had to take a break because that's how frustrating it was. I had to take a step back. And this delves into football because when I was playing for the Saints, speaking of the coach, Jim Moore, he went to the Colts after he left the Saints. He left us. And a lot of guys were upset. And they said he quit on us. And I said, nah, man, he needed to take that break for his health because he was going nuts. I mean, after every loss, he was out there or in the locker room just browbeating us, and we deserved it. And I equated it to me on the golf course. I was like, I had to take a break. I had to step back because I was getting too frustrated, too angry out there. And so I didn't fault Coach Moore too bad because I said in my own life, you know, sometimes you have to just take a pause. But I have calmed down considerably as far as how I react when I hit a wayward shot. And I needed to because there's still a lot of those wayward shots.
Brian Jones, the guest. Speaking of pause, we're going to take a pause here. Now, that is a segue. And we will be back in a second.
Bring it out.
For a game with Brian Jones. Back in a second, we're going to play Stick or Hack. Hang tight.
Join Stick and Hack next May for the 2022 Stick and Hack Challenge, a weekend of world-class golf, challenges, food, and major prizes. On May 14th and 15th, join us at French Lick Resort Casino for a weekend you will be talking about all year. Enjoy golf at both the Pete Dye and Donald Ross courses. Meet new friends and participate in unique challenges designed for the stick or the hack. Bring your spouse, hit the bar, spa, or casino, and we'll see you in May of 2022.
Which is called Stick or Hack. The category today, Brian. Now, this is a very simple game. I know you've never listened to the show. Why would you? But if you, when you do go back and binge it, you'll hear the Stick or Hack is one of our favorite segments. It's a Stick or Hack. The category is tailgating supplies. Okay. Yeah. Tailgating supplies, are they stick or are they hack? And we got 10 of them for you. And we start with you, we go to Mike, and then myself. Number one, tailgating supplies, stick or hack, charcoal grill. A charcoal grill at a tailgate. Stick or hack?
No, stick good or bad?
Yeah, stick's hack. Good. Hack's the end.
Stick good, hack. Okay. Yeah.
Well, stick is Mike, bad. Hack is me. I mean, that's where we're at.
I got you. Yeah. Charcoal grill. Man, I'm carcinogens. I can't even say the damn word.
It's a hack.
I can't even say it. Yeah.
Mike.
Carcinogens.
I'm going to go charcoal grill. I'm going to go hack.
Yeah, I got to go messy. Stick. I mean, if you're going a charcoal grill and you're going to cook meat for 3 hours on a charcoal grill after you get it set up, and you got to be stick.
A smoker would be stick.
You're right. I changed my vote.
A charcoal grill is hack.
Right. Pressurized growler. A pressurized growler. Now, I looked up things you take to tailgate you could buy. Pressurized growler. That makes sure that your beer can, remains carbonated throughout the entire tailgate session and game. Pressurized growler, stick or hack?
Stick.
Boom. Mike.
Yeah, stick.
Yeah, absolutely. 100%. You bring in a pressurized growler, you take your beer seriously.
Yeah, you do.
Cornhole.
Oh, hack, man. I didn't even know what the hell cornhole was until a couple of years ago. I went to interview Ed Oliver at the University of Houston, who now plays for the Buffalo Bills. I think he's still with the Bills. And they had us playing cornhole. I said, what is it? Black people don't play cornhole. What the dominoes. Let's play some dominoes. Where's Big Six? Cornhole? What the hell? Oh, and I was horrible, of course, so we had to recreate what I did during the interview in the studio, and I was bad there too. So that's a hack for me.
Mike?
I'm going hack with
Yeah, you
with
have
cornhole.
To.
I'm over
did
it.
Did you just hear, Brian?
Yeah.
You have
yeah.
to say hack.
Yeah.
All right, let's say hack too. The tailgating cornhole guys they take it seriously. They're
oh, yeah.
weird.
It's
they're
a little too intense for me.
Yeah, they're whack jobs.
I think there's a league now.
Yeah, it's on ESPN. That's my next move in broadcast.
Sponsored by Johnsonville Brats, so that's all.
Oh, I love some Johnsonville Brats.
I do too. But
guys,
yeah.
getting off topic here.
Yeah, absolutely.
Getting off topic here. Beer pong.
Ooh. Oh, stick.
Stick or hack?
Yeah, beer pong stick. Come absolutely.
On. I got some good stories about that.
I bet you do. We got a whole another show for you, Brian, later on. Don't you worry, baby. All right, this is a weird one. Tailgating supply, stick or hack, IPAs. So not Natty Light, not Busch Light, not Miller Light. An IPA, a big, heavy IPA on a football day for tailgating. Stick or hack?
I'm going to say stick because anyone who brings an IPA, it's not their first rodeo. So they're going to know how to handle a big, heavy beer. Stick.
I'm going to go stick.
Right, I'm gonna go hack because you get three of those things and your belly's full and you still got the ribs you got to eat off the charcoal griller. And I mean, what are we doing? Right. No chance. School flags on trucks. So the school flag, the college school flag on a truck.
Stick. Got to show your loyalty, man.
Yeah. Yeah. Stick.
I'll say stick as well because I like some of those that are like 8 feet, 10 feet tall. Yeah. And they're just, amazing.
It makes it easier for people to find you.
It does. This is a small flat top propane grill. So one of those little Blackstones, you know, one of those flat tops. Stick or hack?
I'm going to say stick.
Yeah, stick. Blackstone's stick, period. In all
you're cooking on that thing all day. You're cooking 12 meals at a time.
Yeah, absolutely.
What are we talking about?
Thank you.
Yeah.
TV.
Oh, stick. You got to watch the other games prior to going into the stadium. Then once your game's over, you come back and watch the other games. And hopefully you're in a good mood because your team won.
Yeah.
Mike? Absolutely. Yeah. Stick.
Yeah, there's nothing better than seeing a TV setup with a live game going on in the back of a Ford. That is
what type of Ford?
I don't know. I don't know trucks. Come on. What are we talking about?
That'd be a dually, man. Come on. Big old F1.
That's right.
350.
Sticker right. Hack tailgating supplies, wet wipes.
So, yeah, stick. Give me some wet wipes. Yeah.
It's hack for me just because I'm like, just wipe your hands on the grass.
It's hack only because you know some guy named Trevor is like, hey, I got wet wipes for us. Good, Trev. Why don't you sit over there in the corner, play cornhole, leave us alone, idiot.
Hey, man, in this environment, it's a stick.
All right, today, you're right.
Today. I'm not going to argue with Brian about it because Brian can kick my ass. So.
No. No fighting day's over. I just shoot you.
What the hell? Sticker hack. I'm trying to keep this thing on the rails, boys. Sticker hack, tailgating supplies, tent, a full tent for tailgate in a parking lot. I think you know where I'm going.
A big old tent. That's going to take up a lot of space. Now, you just got a little cover over your setting. I'm going to say hack.
Yeah, for me, it's going to depend on the weather. If it's a nice day, it's hack. If it's a terrible, like, shitty rainy day, it's windy. Stick. No. Yeah.
Some guy's pulling up a tent and setting that thing up in the middle of a parking lot, though. He's a hack. Now, he might be a stick as far as, like, but, I mean, what are we doing? Come on. All right, last one. Sticker hack, tailgating supplies, the football. Just a football.
That's a hack for me, man. I ain't come here to exercise. I want to get tipsy. I want to eat some good tailgating food. I want to go watch the game. I ain't trying to throw out my rotator cuff in the parking lot with Joe. And I ain't played. I don't want to play anymore. No. Yeah. That's a hack.
It's definitely hack for me because half the time there's some idiot throwing their football into my tailgate, and then they come running through like, "Oh, sorry guys, sorry, get out of here." I'm annoyed.
You guys want a wet? You want a wet wipe?
Yeah.
Then it's this environment. You got to make sure the ball is clean.
I'm out.
All right, there it is, everybody. That's the Stick and Hack Show for today. That's Brian Jones from CBS Sports. What an absolute privilege and joy he was on the show. Brian, thanks for the time, man. Continued success this year and always. We hope to see you soon. Maybe we play golf together. We would love it. I think that would be a lot of fun. And you and I will be on the same cart because we'll be looking for our balls and stuff. And Mike can traipse down the middle of the fairway like an idiot.
Listen, token look. I played with two of the fastest golfers ever, the late Darrell Rawl. I played in a charity tournament with him. And his motto was, I have more balls than time. So he give a token look and throw another one down. And then I played once with Mike Ditka. Oh, my goodness. And I didn't even see him hit it, and he was already back in the cart. So that's how I play. I ain't got time to be sitting out there looking in the bushes because there's animals out there that I don't like. So, yeah, let's make it happen. I appreciate you guys. Thanks for having me on, and continued success with the show.
Appreciate it. Brian Jones, there he goes, everybody. This is the world's greatest golf club without the course, and that quite possibly was the greatest show you've ever listened to. We appreciate it. Godspeed, everybody. Best of luck to you, and we'll see you next time. Mikey?
All right. Peace out, guys.
Okay, we're done. This has been the Stick and Hack Show. Go to stickandhack.com to become a free member of the world's greatest golf club without the course.